Cohen scratched his chin, and an alien-like tongue darted out to pass quickly over his already wet lips before withdrawing again behind yellowed teeth. He looked at Enzo pensively.
"I checked you out, monsieur. You have quite a presence on the net."
"Yes," Enzo agreed ruefully. "Unfortunately, I do. It's where I live these days."
Enzo frowned. Cohen explained.
"On the internet. I spend most of my waking hours online. It's incredible, you know, just how much Nazi propaganda there is out there masquerading as fact. How many sites there are where the Neos meet to exchange ideas and intelligence. They are stitching themselves back into the fabric of our society without our even being aware of it."
Enzo looked at him speculatively, wondering if he was just another paranoid conspiracy theorist or whether there was any truth in his assertions.
"Are you going to tell me about Adam Killian or not?"
Their beers arrived, and Cohen took a long pull at his, holding his glass in a hand that shook a little as he raised it to his mouth.
"Did you ever hear of a man called Eric Fleischer?"
Enzo shook his head.
"He was a young Bavarian doctor, newly qualified when war broke out. He was taken under the wing of a certain Aribert Heim, an SS doctor assigned initially to the concentration camp at Mauthausen in Austria. You probably know Heim better by his nickname, Dr. Death."
Enzo raised an eyebrow in surprise. He had been vaguely aware of newspaper articles about Nazi hunters closing in on the last surviving Nazi on the most wanted list from World War II. The press had called him Dr. Death, and he was rumoured to be still alive and hiding somewhere in Patagonia.
"Anyway, Fleischer was Heim's assistant, and for several months in 1941, they carried out the most horrific experiments on Jewish prisoners at Mauthausen. They injected numerous substances directly into their hearts, just to see what physical reactions they might cause. Things like petrol, water, various poisons. The eyewitness account of a Mauthausen survivor told of a young 18-year-old boy being taken to their clinic with inflammation of the foot. Fascinated by his level of fitness, they discovered that he played football. But instead of treating the foot inflammation, they anesthetized him, opened him up, dissected one kidney, removed the other, then castrated him. Finally, he was decapitated, and Heim boiled the flesh off the skull so that it could be put on display."
Enzo felt the hairs stand up all over his body, raised by a mix of anger and revulsion, and he washed the bad taste quickly from his mouth with another gulp of beer.
"Heim went on to another camp at Ebensee, near Linz, and ended up in Finland. Fleischer went to the Majdanek concentration camp near Lublin in Poland, where he earned the nickname of The Butcher. He continued his experiments on prisoners with various forms of poison and surgery before being assigned to a field hospital on the Eastern Front. After the war, he went back to Bavaria and set up a very successful gynecology practice in Munich."
Cohen glanced nervously from the window and took several more mouthfuls of beer.
"The war crimes people finally caught up with him in 1951. But the Nazis still had a well-oiled early warning system and escape network in those days. He was tipped off and got away, leaving behind him a wife and two children.